I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to yet another edition of Run with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown, and we're talking illness today. I've been battling with a bit of allergy myself, and we got a great question in our forums on coachparry.com about getting sick and how much time you should take off and how to pick up a training program or pick up on your training program once you get back into the swing of things. That's what we're going to be talking about today. We got the coach with us once again. Lindsay, welcome back. Nice to touch base.
Yeah, always great to talk to you, Brad.
Lindsay, before we get into today's question, just a massive thank you to our sponsor, simply.co.za, who are bringing this podcast to you. These days, no one has any spare time. None of us really want to think about life insurance either. That's why at Simply, they make it quick and easy to sign up and make sure your people are covered. Simply gives you great value combos of life, disability, and family funeral cover for you, your domestic worker, and your business employees. Get cover in a matter of minutes online. Choose which benefits you want and what you can afford. And the best part, it's backed by a trusted insurer. Head over to coachparry.com/simply for more information. Simply looking after your people. Simply is a financial services provider. 47146. Terms and conditions apply. Lindsay, today's question comes from someone who's had to take 2 weeks off because of illness, and they worry that they've lost a ton of fitness, but they're also concerned about how to pick things up again now that they are getting back into the swing of things, that they don't want to lose out on too much in their training program. What advice? Like, how much fitness do you lose in those 2 weeks, if any? And how do you pick up on your training program once you are back and into the swing of things?
So look, if you've been ill enough to be off training for 2 weeks, it means you were probably quite sick. So, and that will often give you a considerable knock to your fitness, although it is often temporary. In other words, you catch up more than you catch up that loss of fitness faster than we can really explain just from the training that you're doing. So for me, the most important thing is when you've been that ill is to make sure that you really are symptom free before you start. Okay. And the second aspect to that is then not to rush straight back into the program where you are. I would take a little step back and I'd essentially take 2 weeks forward. So often it means we're training for an event. So that's maybe a little bit, simplistic to explain it like that. So let's say that you get really sick and now you suddenly find yourself 8 weeks away from an event. You know what sort of training you're supposed to be doing. And you can't get to it. Then you can say, right, 2 weeks into the future, I want to be doing X amount. So over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to start a little bit of a step back, and then I'm going to build up in such a way that with 6 weeks to go to my event, I'm going to be back and caught up and be able to go back onto the training program. And the reason why I also said it's hard to pinpoint exactly how much fitness you would have lost is because it depends on a few things. How long have you been training? Obviously, how sick were you? Was it viral? Was it bacterial? What sort of sickness that you've got? And I'm going to use quite a recent example of Ashworth. Ashworth, sorry, apologies to Anne for that, but you know, I saw on Facebook, I think 10 days before Comrade, she was getting desperate. You know, I've been sick for so long, I'm throwing up, I'm this and that. Can anybody please give me any advice on how to get better? And, you know, 10 days later, she went on to win Comrade. So the point that I make is that oftentimes, although we feel really bad when we're sick, and certainly when we start training just after we're completely symptom-free, we really don't feel that good. But if we can just train steadily and build up and get ourselves back to a point, it suddenly feels like our fitness has returned, which most likely means that we didn't lose a lot of fitness at all. But obviously, there were some after effects from that illness.
So what you're saying in a nutshell is after the little illness that I'm having now, if I don't win my next race, I'm in big trouble.
Yeah, it means you weren't doing enough training before you got sick.
There we go. Thank you very much, Lindsay Perry. As always, great to catch up. Thank you very much for that advice. And if you are battling the Lurgy this time of the year, I hope you get better soon. I feel your pain. I am in exactly the same boat. A massive thank you to our sponsor on this edition of Coach Parry. It was brought to you by Simply. If you'd like to find out more about really convenient life, disability and family funeral cover, look no further than Simply. Head over to coachparry.com/simply to find out more. That's SIMPLY. coachparry.com/simply. You will not be disappointed. Convenience does not describe it. It is amazing. Go check them out. Until next time, from the two of us, cheers.